When we wrapped up the 2018 CES show last January, we said this. The one story that overshadowed everything else was the rivalry between Amazon and Google to get their connected speaker technology into as many products as possible, from speakers, stoves, refrigerators, and even a shower to respond to your wishes. Wow, so how did the show go this year? Funny, it was deja vu. Everything old was new again. At the CES, which attracted some 180,000 attendees, the Google-Amazon rivalry played itself out with even more intensity in new products. Seemingly everything was connected. Manufacturers outdid themselves with flashy giant TVs that touted higher resolution, screen sizes, and body forms. The set I heard more people talking about than any other, LG's rollable TV, was first introduced at last year's CES. The new standard of 8K TV with four times the resolution of 4K was touted at CES 2018. This year, there was more of it, even though the odds of 8K becoming mainstream is still years away. Car manufacturers and participants showed off flashy concepts of what could be a backseat Disney virtual reality experience in an Audi and talking Batman comic book from Intel in a BMW, and then there was the Hyundai car with legs, Elevate, to take you to places no car had gone before. Now, of course, the manufacturer did not bring a working model to the show, just a tiny prototype. But hey, at least it was new. Last year had the talking toilet from Kohler to show off what a manufacturer could do with Amazon's Alexa. This year, the $8,000 Noomi returned along with a connected bicycle, electric piano, motorcycle helmet, you name it, from Amazon and Google third parties. Now, what was my favorite product of the show, and what were the favorite products of colleagues? Well, here we go. Michelle Malte, who's the consumer editor for USA Today, picked the Soma InnoFit bra because for $25, a smartphone app will figure out your measurements, and she thinks that's pretty cool. Jennifer Jolly liked the Lenovo Smart Clock, an $80 unit with a 4-inch screen that's basically a tiny version of the Google Home Hub. It does everything it does except show photos. Mark Saltzman went for the 98-inch Samsung QLED TV, which I agree was amazing. CNET guessed the TV would retail for $50,000 when it's released. David Kender from Review.com went for a different Samsung TV, the 75-inch Micro LED TV that's like a Lego set. You can mix and match and make it go bigger or smaller, no price, but I think it's about 2 to 3 years away. My favorite is exactly the same as last year. The collection of 250 plus 55-inch 4K TV sets all linked together into one master theme park production at the entrance of the LG booth. Wow. And so what if it was old? It was still really cool and awe-inspiring, and maybe that's okay. See you at CES 2020, everyone, starting January 5th. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find us. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.